startled rabbits disappear into the darkness of fields, white tails little bouncing moons in the gloom. Blackbirds perch high in the trees, their melodic whistle competing with the wren's staccato tick-tick and trills. It's the twilight before sunrise, the dawn chorus has just begun. A cool breeze from the south teases hair on bare arms, carries the earthy smell of peat and the sweet fresh smell of heathland grasses. Tiny ghost-white moths flit amongst the reeds. It's 4 a.m, Saturday the 21st of June, and the sun will soon rise on the longest day of the year. All is still on the high moorlands of Lyme Park in Cheshire. A moment of poise, a liminal space between night and day where yin transforms to yang. The world holds its breath, and around this still centre, the heart finds quietness. To the east, the sky slowly changes colour over the forbidding moorland plateau of Kinderscout, in a rolling landscape of heathlands and soft Derbyshire peaks. Uneven shapes of landforms recede into shades of misty blue. Low on the horizon, sunrise bands of pastel shades. Coral merges to amber, then lime and powder blue. A funnel of light cuts through the half-light to illuminate the clouds above and signal the ascending path of the sun. A fiery rim appears on the horizon as the sun, performing its daily miracle, swiftly rises in the sky. Warmed by the first rays of sun, a fat bee thrums its lazy zigzag path. Twilight's soft blue greys fade to reveal the green forest shades of nearby lantern wood and the moorland grass's sharp acid tones. Low sunlight picks out swaying golden seed heads and yellow chinquefoil flowers that glow like tiny fallen suns. An orchestra of ground nesting birds takes over from the dawn chorus. Skylarks burble sweetly as they soar above. The meadow pipit's soft pip-pip reveals the location of their moorreed nests. Both are punctuated by the harsh calls of the carrion crow wheeling slowly overhead. The moment of stillness has passed. The day has started. A day which is itself a point of balance, the time of maximum yang, which will soon give way to shorter days and the steady ascent of yin.